Week 1 of the 2017 season was a special week for current and retired Vikings wide receivers.
Did you pull your 84 jerseys out tonight? From the bottom of my heart, me and my family would love to say thank you for putting me in this ring of honor forever. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Former Viking great Randy Moss was inducted into the Vikings Ring of Honor at halftime. It was nearly 20 years ago that Moss began dominating defenses here in Minnesota.
Moss for a touchdown, Randy Moss!
You can't stop Randy Moss.
Touchdown! You gotta be kidding me!
But that night, Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs were the ones picking apart the secondary.
Bradford looking down the field, firing, caught Thielen on the run. At the 45-50, Saints 45.
Thielen matched up with a linebacker, and that's not fair.
That's right, for Diggs. He goes up to get it, caught, and touchdown!
Bradford looks. He's got Thielen. Adam Thielen with a big gain. Thielen inside the 40 to the 35.
Extra motivation with Randy Moss watching tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was a guy who really made me want to play this game and made me want to play wide receiver because of what he did on the field, man. He was unbelievable. So it was good to see him, good to congratulate him and talk to him for a little bit.
Celebration by Stephon Diggs.
Just paying respect. He did some great things for the game. You know, a legend, living legend right now, and just wanted to pay respect. You know, I grew up wanting to play receiver just because of him, so shout out to him.
Randy Moss had a front row seat to an impressive week one performance by Diggs, Thielen, and the entire Vikings offense.
You know, him and Thielen both really just, you know, from our time together, I've got a lot of confidence in those guys, and I've seen them make a lot of plays.
Those yellow gloves are working. I want to amend that statement. I believe it's gold gloves for Thielen.
Are they gold?
Yeah, I would say that's probably a more applicable description.
So both of those guys, you know, if they're singled, there's a good chance I'm probably going to throw it their way just because I do feel very confident they're going to go get it.
You know, that's the best thing about this offense is we're able to adjust on the fly, and we have a lot of really good playmakers, so we know that if they're taking away something, somebody else is going to be open.
It's like a relationship, you know, 50-50. You know, I do something for him, you do something for me. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. But, you know, we got some real unselfish guys in our room, and everybody wants everybody to win. And I want him to get open. I want to get him open. I just want to do my job, you know, and it's going to work out.
Both receivers had a strong finish to the 2016 season and a promising start this year. But Diggs and Thielen each know neither can reach their full potential without a little help from the other.
Diggsy, he's a tough guy to really like put, you know, maybe put a limit to, you know, because that guy, the way he works, the way that his attitude, the way that he approaches the game of football, there really is no limit to his game. So it's exciting for me to be in that room with him because I get to see him every day and see the way that he works. And not a lot of people get to see that side of
him. Hey, let's go! Hit him in the mouth early! Hit him in the mouth early! Early! We ain't wasting no time! This much more! I need this much more! This much!
So I think that's the thing that's going to separate him, and I'm excited to see him, you know, as his career progresses.
Get me going.
Adam's a by-the-book guy. You know, he comes in, works hard, puts the time in, and, you know, he commits himself to everything he's doing. So
lock it in, baby, focus.
Focus now, here we go. Lock it in.
When you see him out there, you're pulling for him. I'm pulling for all my guys, but, you know, I came in and Adam was here when I was around. We don't have too many guys around when I first came in, so I'm always pulling for Adam, and I wanted the best for him.
After dealing with injuries and unfamiliarity through most of last season, this year's team knows the key to their success may just be the relationships they form with their teammates.
We got a good thing going as far as like team camaraderie and, you know, love seeing each other win and, you know, win at a high level. And it's just exciting to watch, especially being around these guys and grinding with them all day, being tired with them, being beat down. Everybody was feeding off each other energy, you know, everybody playing as a team, as a unit. O-line was doing a great job, you know, Sam was slinging it around. And, you know, Adam's over there opening up for things for me, and I'm trying to open up things for him. So just playing together, I feel like, and we play as a collective unit, we're a powerful force, I feel like.
Just taking that next step as a team, you know, we didn't make the playoffs last year. made it a few years ago, but taking that next step, getting to the playoffs, and then they're taking it one game at a time and making sure that we're going to be the football team that we're supposed to be in. And I think if we can do the little things right and stick together, I think we can go a long way.